Good morning and welcome back to the Ancient World Dantablogs podcast. We're back after a very long break and it's a nice date. This is the 15th of November, middle of November, and we're going to ease into talking a little bit again, and we are going to look at something specific today. So we are in the middle of a big journey of purgatory. We just finished the first terrace and the first 12 cantos, and the first terrace is all about, in English, the word pride, but the word is not very precise in terms of the original meaning. So the Italian and the Latin is superbia, and super means to go beyond or over something. So we're going to look into what Dante and Aquinas really meant with this. So we are now also then diving into the Summa Theologica by Aquinas, and we're looking at question 162 from part 2, like book 2, part 2, which is called La Superbia. So this is very much the theory that Dante is drawing from. And then the main overall point and kind of a big insight, almost like it's certainly a discovery, but almost like a revelation in terms of what they meant, is that what they mean with pride is distortion. So it's distortion of reality, more so than having a big ego or moral failings. Though those two dimensions are a consequence, an effect of having a distorted view of reality, and also a distorted view of yourself in relation to reality. This is super important. So in some ways, this is the source of all the other vices, all the other sins, but it's a very rational and psychological claim or approach to understanding the deeper roots. And it's also interesting because this surpasses the Greek tradition by far. This really goes into, before you can start to think about philosophy, metaphysics, ontology, anything, there has to be a first kind of a check, like, are we in connection with reality or not? Is our view of reality distorted or not? And that has to be fixed and checked before you can do anything else. So in terms of purgating or kind of diminishing and fixing the vices in the whole purgatory journey, the first thing you have to do is to go through this self-assessment, or becoming aware of whether your outlook is distorted or not. So this is very much the deeper meaning of superbia or pride. It's a distortion of reality. So we're just going to look at one part of this argument that Aquinas is doing in then question 162, and then the first article, which is called then La superbia è un peccato. It's like, is superbia a sin? And Aquinas starts with, it seems not, and then he gives three different reasons for why it doesn't seem like it. We're just going to look at the third one, which is that he says that according to Aristotle, to have to be a vice in terms of the virtue and vice, there has to be two opposite extremes. So virtue is the mean between deficiency and excess. Like, too little kindness is not good. Too much kindness is also not good. The virtue is in the middle. And then Aquinas asks, well, if you have humility as the virtue and you have pride as the excess of your self-estimation, then what is the opposite? Can you have negative pride or no? And then he goes into this long description of how this works, and he also expands in some sense on then again Aristotle's thinking here, because if you think of it as distortion, you can't have too little distortion of reality. Like, either you have a clear understanding or you have a clutter of misconceptions, misunderstandings, which is then seen as the pride, the distortion of reality. But this is a little bit complicated and technical, but we're going to try. His argument is there that you can have distortions in two different dimensions or two different directions. So you can have a distortion when it comes to overestimating yourself in terms of reality, but you can also have it in terms of underestimating yourself and underestimating your soul and, in a sense, like your spiritual, not just size, but kind of your importance in a way. And both of those are mistakes. So the aim and the important thing is to have the right view of both yourself and reality and your place within the bigger reality. So this is also very much like epistemology, like rather than just morals, it is a basic understanding of the world, which is step one to understanding anything, like any of the elements in the world. You have to understand the overall picture, which is a kind of a damning charge or attack on modernity in itself, which does not have kind of to the same extent, a full picture that of reality. Modernity narrows itself to the rational scientific, more or less, and then it says, it just strips out the rest, and then you get an overall picture that doesn't work properly. So just to sum it up very quickly, we're going to make this a short one, try to just like 8 minutes or so, that we're diving into understanding pride, superbia, as then it is a vice, but it has different manifestations in terms of different types of distortion rather than too much or too little. But in this move that Aquinas is doing, he's also then expanding the Greek framework of virtue as solely being the middle of deficiency and excess. In a way, you can say he just incorporates the Aristotelian and saying that, well, you can have too low self-estimation and too high self-estimation. But this is not how we use the ideas of humility and pride. Okay, so that's all we wanted to say about this one. So again, this is question 162 from the second part of the second book of Summa Theologica. So hope this was some food for thought. This is very deep. This is almost the most revolutionary part of purgatory, is to suddenly become aware of this deeper layer of your filter on the world and whether this filter is cluttered, distorted, or not. So you can't just dive into thinking about topics. You have to look at your filter first. And this is something that the Greeks do not touch, more or less. So that's the huge step forward with Dante and Aquinas. And it is essential. And it is, as the last little thing here, very pertinent today. Like in terms of the culture and society today and having a distorted worldview, being confused, being brainwashed, and having a very distorted view of reality and what it breeds is very, very, very pertinent and important to understand. So we have to get back to this idea of evaluating the filter first. So that's a little input for today. And again, a big thanks to our two loyal listeners, to Sean and to Adam. And hope you're having a great Friday and a good weekend. And talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.